This is WEMF Radio.
WEMF Radio.
WEMF Radio.
WEMF Radio.
WEMF
Radio.
WEMF
Radio. You're listening to WEMFRadio.com.
WEMFRadio.com.
Sweet.
He's saying hello, Becky Sue. And it's all really about someone who's in jail who is innocent. And so, but the, you know, it's got a catchy title and a little bit of controversy hasn't hurt.
We could always play it, y'all.
Yeah, play it.
Hello, Becky Sue. It's your daddy calling. I hope you had a good birthday. Hope grandma and grandpa taking good care of you. I miss you and your mom so much. Now, I know the cops told you that I done killed your mom, and that's why I'm sitting here in jail, but you're 10 years old, darling, and it's about time someone told you the truth, the truth, the truth, the truth. Yee-hoo. Well, it used to be that we survived on moonshine, running liquor from Bosque to Rome. Well, booze had all dried up, your papa was in a rut. We were gonna lose our trail home. Now your mother, she was an Aggie. She graduated in chemistry. That's what saved our trailer home. The rest of the story's history. Mama's paid her final tab. They put what's left on a cold steel slab. The day she blew up our white trash meth lab. Your mother weren't nothing like Betty Crocker, or classy like that lady Martha Stewart. She did time when she started cooking. I made sure no one's looking, and she sure knew how to brew it. Mama's paid her final tab. They put what's left on a cold steel slab. The day she blew up our white trash meth lab. Oh yeah. We don't know if she overcooked it, or if there was a leak in the propane. It happened so fast that it blew off her ass. Your mother didn't feel no pain. So mama's paid her final tab. They put what's left on a cold steel slab. The day she blew up, the day she blew up, the day she blew up our white trash meth lab.
Whitney's new mama.
His name's Bubba. Yeah, you never know. You know, it's all that fun prison stuff. Now, we do lots of love songs, you know, and I think what would be appropriate for another great song would be our love. This
is our loveliest love song.
This is a true love song. It's called Reminds Me of You.
Oh, I've heard this one.
I know I done you wrong, so I thought I'd beg forgiveness in this song. Because I know it weren't the right thing to do, but I only slept with your sister. Cause she reminds me of you. Yeah, I only slept with your sister. Cause she reminds me of you. Now I know that you work hard and sometimes late. And I know that it was wrong, but it was fate. haven't slept with your mother, 'cause she reminds me of you. Yeah, I only slept with your mother, 'cause she reminds me of you. So believe me when I tell you, my heart is true to you. And you know that nobody else could take the place of you. For everyone I've vetted, well, they seem all the same. It always ends up with me screaming, screaming out your name. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ah, 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 ooh, ooh, ooh. Ah. In prison all those years, and every time I thought of you, it brought me to tears. 'Cause it's the drink that makes me do silly things I do. And I only slept with your brother 'cause he reminds me of you. And I only slept with all your friends 'cause they remind me of you. And I only slept with everyone 'cause they remind me of you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
you. That was so awesome, because yeah. I was listening to that song earlier today at work, so you guys do so much better like live. This is amazing. Thank you so much.
The difference between studio musicians and people that have been playing the songs for years. I mean, me and Neil wrote that song, and you know, I liked the first version we did where we didn't have any accompaniment. It was just acoustic like this. Mm. And then we added the drums, added everything else, and it's really weird. It was we adding stuff, and it seemed to be less. But those things happen. And plus, what I think is going to be, like, this one everyone's going to like, I thought this was a throwaway song, and every night we play Reminds Me of You, it goes over probably the best of all the songs we do. Yeah. So what do I know? You know, we just write them and play them. And so one song that we get a lot of requests for in Boston is this one right here. It's another love song. It's called The Only Ring She's Getting.
I was going to play a question for that one. I love that one.
The Only Ring She's Getting is an onion ring. And, you know, it's a song that when we recorded it, literally, in fact, if you listen to the CD, it sounds really energetic because it was spontaneous. Yeah. Everything was recorded spontaneous on that song, and we didn't think it was going to be on the album. Mm-hmm. And then when I brought the band up here and we started playing it here in the Boston area, it went from a song that I thought we would never play live because we never played it before. And now we play it all the time. It's like one of the songs we play all the time. Ever since we played it at the JP Music Fest, it's like people have been asking for it. And so people yell out Onion Ring. Yeah. They yell a few other things at us, too.
Shall we fry up a batch?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I met her over at the getting place. Had a model's body. Armadillo's face.
Yeehaw!
My big mistake was I took her home, and no matter what I do, she won't leave me alone. Well, the only ring she's getting is a onion ring, just a cowboy player on a one-night fling. She's been talking marriage since the day we met, and an onion ring's the only ring she's ever gonna get. Changed the locks on all my doors when I sent her out to the grocery
grocery store. She busted a window, let herself in, and she caught me in the bed with her slightly better looking cousin.
Oh, that ain't right.
The only ring she's getting is a onion ring. Just a cowboy player on a one night fling. She's been talking marriage since the day we met, and an onion ring's the only ring she's ever gonna get. Well, the only ring she's getting is a onion ring. I'm just a cowboy player on a one-night fling. She's been talking marriage since the day we met, and an onion ring's the only ring she's ever gonna get. And an onion ring's the only ring she's ever gonna get.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, were there other ones you wanted to hear? Because we're pretty flexible.
Oh, I don't know. We got 10 minutes. How many songs can we fit?
Oh, we can fit a few. Let's do fishing and drinking.
I also liked,
do you like fishing? Or you like drinking?
I also liked Biker Ann.
Oh, let's do Biker Ann.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, we
love it. Yeah.
One, two, let's do it without Lisa Marie, which is a lot better. With my station making styrofoam, Biker Ann came in drunk yakking on the phone. The foreman said,
"You late again, you best get here on time."
But Biker Ann's drinking Jack and mixing it with wine. Biker Ann, Biker Ann, there's two drinks in her hands, she drinks more than a man. Biker Ann. And he shouted through the crew, "Your boss got any pills?"
Foreman said, "Get to work, you gotta pay your bills."
Well, Biker Ann took the chair, smacked him on his head. I knew the cops are coming, the foreman, he was dead. Biker Ann, Biker Ann, there's two drinks in her hands, she drinks more than a man. Biker Ann, yeehaw. Said Annie, "He ain't breathing, think you better go." And she said, "Thank you, Jesse." And on her bike she rode. The cops, they caught up with her at the liquor store. They yelled, "Freeze!" Biker Ann put buckshot in their door. Biker Ann, Biker Ann, there's two drinks in her hands, she drinks more than a man. Biker Ann. Yeah, the cops got their revenge when they shot her dead. She didn't feel a thing when the bullet hit her head. Now legend has her final words exactly as I say. Do you boys got a drink? I'm dying of thirst today. Biker Ann, Biker Ann, there's two drinks in her hands, she drinks more than a man. Biker Ann, there's two drinks in her hands, she drinks more than a man. Biker Ann, yeehaw!
Woo!
How much time we got?
Got 7 minutes.
7 minutes, well, we could do a couple songs then. You want to do...
You want to do well?
You want to, what would you like, a love song or an adventure song?
Well, normally I'd say no love songs, but I like your brand, so.
Well, yes. Good. Well, we're going to do a song that there's so much love that you cannot fit it in a glass. You cannot fit it in a pitcher. You need a bucket.
You all need a bucket.
This one's called Love Buckets. Well, my buddy says you're ugly,
must have ran into a tree. But you look like a $1 million to me. And your butt's as big as Texas, but you bought me my new Lexus. And you look like a $1 million to me. Raise your glass, boys, and let's toast her, 'cause every dollar brings us closer to a love that I've been wanting my whole life. I never felt such love before, and heaven knows I've tried. I don't care when you eat buckets of church's country fried. Well, your face could break my mirror, but I still want you nearer. And you look like $1 million to me. And you can have them pretty faces, they ain't going places. And you look like $1 million to me. Raise your glass, boys, and let's toast her. Every dollar brings us closer to a love that I've been wanting my whole life. I never felt such love before, and heaven knows I've tried. I don't care when you eat buckets of Popeye's Cajun fried. So lend me your credit card, I wanna buy a ring, 'cause you look like $1 million to me. And you can be my princess, and I can be your king, 'cause you look like $1 million to me. Raise your glass, boys, and let's toast her. Every dollar brings us closer to a love that I've been wanting my whole life. Never felt such love before, and heaven knows I've tried. I don't care when you eat buckets of Kentucky fried. Well, your face could break my mirror, but I still want you nearer, 'cause you look like $1 million to me.
Awesome.
We got time for one more?
Herb, do we? No.
How much time we got?
No, I don't think
2 minutes?
So.
2 minutes? Okay, we're fine.
Thank you so much. No, where can we find you? So next show, you're playing in Salisbury Beach?
Yep.
We're playing one in Boston, too, in February.
Yeah, we're playing at a place we haven't played before, Hennessy Hooley House.
Oh, my God, I just realized where that was. I was like, I've never heard of this
it's
club,
right,
but it's Hennessy's.
It's right downtown. In fact, we just booked that, and we're really excited about that, because anytime we play a room we haven't played before, we automatically think, this is the one. Yeah. But, yeah.
And in January, don't show and make a Salisbury mistake and not come and see us.
Yes. See, this is why we don't let the Oklahoma people up, you know. The corn is...
Are you going to play in the Cantab Lounge anytime soon?
We plan on it. I haven't worked out a date with Mickey yet, but, I mean, we definitely want to play there
again.
We'll
have to come see you.
We've had a blast, every time. We've played there twice. One thing I like to do is space it out, because if you play and then you play, like, a couple weeks later...
Yeah.
Unless you're really popular, you shouldn't overstay your welcome, has always been my thing. Yeah. So we'll definitely be there. The Cantab's a great place to play. And, every place is great to play. Any place that lets us play is a great place to play.
Awesome.
Any place that's named after, hey, can I run a tab? Yeah, I'm going to name my club after that. Yes, as a matter of fact, we can.
Who's been texting me all this time?
Well, any final words? Thank you so much for being on tonight.
Thank y'all. Basically, we're really easy to find.
Besides, like, some of the local Hoos gals, you can find Hogs, Jesse and the Hogs. You can find us. Just type in Jesse, and that's Jesse. And nothing drives me more crazy. I get to a club, the name's on the billboard, Jessie, and then and the Hog, H-O-G brothers. It's H-O-G-G and Jesse, a man's name, like Jesse James. And if you type that into a search engine, we come up everywhere, whether you're talking iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon.
You know, Jesse, there's no I in the band. That's why. There's no I in Jesse and the Hog
Brothers.
You know,
there is. That's nice.
No, it isn't. In fact,
there
you know.
There is no I in Jesse and the Hog Brothers.
You know, this really is a labor of love between me and the family. And we just get together, and it's so weird. I mean, whenever we're on the road, sometimes they remember us in a hotel if we've stayed there again because they go, you guys look like you're having fun. I go, if we're not having fun. You know, we've had a blast here tonight. And, yeah.
This has been awesome. This has been.
And we've enjoyed every. I mean, this is the first time.
We had us a time, I tell you.
This is the first time we've come in and done an acoustic
thing. We had a great time.
At here at EMF. We had the full band here when you had. We were the first people to play on your new soundboard.
Yeah, awesome.
And you know, I had some different hogs at the time. Some of them just have hit the bottle too much, and so we try to avoid the ones who hit the bottle too much because they just can't travel.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that was
Massachusetts. I didn't hit the bong too much.
Yeah. Well,
gotta say, with all the hogs, I think I have swine flu.
Oh, that was a good one. Well,
I gotta go hamming it up.
Well, that was Jesse and the Hog Brothers. Catch us next time on the Vienna Pitch next Monday at 8:00.
It's a jamboree. You're invited.
I guarantee it's absolutely.